Our scripture reading this morning is Hebrews 9, verses 1 through 14. That's found on page 1281 if you're using the Pew Bible. Hebrews 9, verses 1 through 14. As you will note, what we've said all along as we've been reading through Hebrews, the author of Hebrews is encouraging a focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and not to turn from Him, that it is in Him and in Him alone that your salvation is found. While we might think that doesn't have a contemporary ring to it, it very much does. It's not something that just the Jewish folks at the time needed to hear. It's something we need to hear as well, of the need to have Christ central and to recognize and realize that our salvation is in Christ alone. And so the author of Hebrews wants to highlight, he's been saying again and again, how much better Jesus is in describing for us His great superiority and how He is the fulfillment of all these things. So he comes along in chapter 9, continuing the theme of what he's been saying, in that as he describes all of the architecture and the furniture of the tabernacle, and he describes the work of the priest and especially the high priest, and he's saying all of that old covenant worship, all of the tabernacle, all of its furniture, all of the blood of the animals, all of that was meant to be temporary. It was not meant to last forever, and it was always meant to point to that which was beyond it, to the reality. It was just the shadow. It was pointing to the substance, the reality, which is Christ and all that is in Him, one who would go in not with the blood of bulls and goats, but with His own blood into the Holy of Holies and bring us into the real presence of God, bring us near and reconcile us to God. The blood of bulls and goats didn't do that. And so the very nature of the Old Covenant worship and all of the tabernacle, it was designed to point to something beyond it, to point to the reality of what Christ is and all that He's done and all that we have in Him. He's the fulfillment of all those things. So you will find even in verse 14 that language, how much more? How much more will He cleanse your conscience? He does more than just all the outward rituals. Jesus Christ comes and brings you near God, into the Holy of Holies. And it is His blood that cleanses your conscience from its guilt. And only He can do that, and only His blood can do that. Well, with those things in mind, let us give our attention to the reading and hearing of God's holy word. Now, even the first covenant had regulations for worship and an earthly place of holiness, for a tent was prepared, the first section in which were the lampstand and the table and the bread of the presence. It is called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the most holy place, having the golden altar of incense and the ark of the covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden urn holding the manna and Aaron's staff that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. Above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. These preparations having thus been made, the priests go regularly into the first section, performing their ritual duties. But into the second only the high priest goes, and he but once a year, and not without taking blood, which he offers for himself and for the unintentional sins of the people. By this the Holy Spirit indicates that the way into the holy places is not yet opened as long as the first section is still standing, which is symbolic for the present age. According to this arrangement, gifts and sacrifices are offered that cannot perfect the conscience of the worshiper, but deal only with food and drink and various washings, regulations for the body imposed until the time of Reformation. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls and with the ashes of a heifer sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Praise be to God for his living and active word. May he write its truths upon our hearts.